Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, AM, satellite, iTunes, and of course online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And some people say on a clear night, you could hear it whispered in the wind. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, Chuck Thompson is a travel writer on a mission to promote better travel writing. He thinks travel writers get it wrong. But first, a woman who almost always gets it right. There was that one incident. Rachel Martin with today's news.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning, everyone. The U.S. Justice Department has opened a full criminal investigation into the CIA videotapes. Yesterday, U.S. Attorney General Michael Mukasey announced he's appointing John Durham, a federal prosecutor from Connecticut, to oversee the probe. Durham has served with the Justice Department for 25 years and has a reputation as one of the nation's most relentless and independent-minded prosecutors. The CIA acknowledged last month that in 2005, the agency destroyed videos of officers using tough interrogation methods while questioning two terrorist suspects. The admission sparked a congressional inquiry and the initial investigation by the Justice Department. A man who spent 17 years behind bars for killing his parents will not have to face a second trial and will remain a free man. Martin Tankleff was convicted in 1990 of murdering his parents in their home in Long Island, New York. He was released last week after a New York appeals court found new evidence suggesting his innocence. Tankleff immediately started working on what he expected would be his upcoming trial. But yesterday, officials said there would be no such second trial. Suffolk County District Attorney Thomas Spoda said some people might disagree with the decision.
However, I believe that I must proceed with this course of action because it is no longer possible to reasonably assert that the case against Martin Tankleff would be successful.
Spoda also said he'll ask the governor's office to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate claims that the Tankleff murders may have been provoked by a business dispute. And you may have noticed it's cold out there, at least it is here in New York, and that chill has spread south, and it's threatening citrus crops in Florida. Temperatures are expected to drop into the 20s and teens in parts of Florida this morning. Industry officials say orange growers across the state have been pulling all-nighters to protect their crops from freezing. Other crops are threatened as well, broccoli and cabbage in the north, and strawberries, tomatoes, and corn in the south. Meanwhile, it was nice and warm in Arizona last night during the College Fiesta Bowl, and West Virginia turned on the heat to secure the big win. The Mountaineers beat out number 3 Oklahoma with a score of 48-28. It was a sweet victory for the underdog Mountaineers, but it was even sweeter for the team's head coach. Bill Stewart was promoted from associate head coach to interim coach after Rich Rodriguez left for Michigan last month. After last night's win, school officials dropped the interim from Stewart's title and gave him the permanent job. That's what happens when you win, I guess. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.